Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Seminick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Podbielen. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bud Podbielen. And now, play ball. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Greengrass reaches second base with a double. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Greengrass moves to third. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Minor, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-1 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Podbielen moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Minor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Greengrass strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Temple reaches second base with a double. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garagiola takes first base on ball 4. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 0-for-1 in the game. Minor takes first base on ball 4. Garagiola moves to second. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-2 in the game. Talbot hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Podbielen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Fondi goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Sauer moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Greengrass moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greengrass scores. Kluszewski moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klusowski scores. Temple moves to third. Post moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-2, Reds. L. Tap now catching. Jim Willis now pitching. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-2 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Podbielen takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Podbielen moves to second. Warren Hacker now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for LTAP. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Robertson pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Don Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Podbielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-3 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde McCullough now catching. John Piekka now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Greengrass hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Klusowski hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Bell steals second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Fondi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-3 in the game. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Corky Valentine now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Nino Escalera pinch hits for Andy Semenik. Nino Escalera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Escalera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman pinch hits for Corky Valentine. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Adams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey now catching. Rocky Bridges now playing shortstop. Frank Smith now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Piekka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piekka hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-4 in the game. Talbot takes first base on ball 4. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Greengrass hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Post hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.